in line right now to see the new Iron Man film. It's a sneak preview. So if you're listening to this after it's come out, I don't know what I'm saying. We're better than you. Jason's here. Lawrence is here. And then the second Jason, who we'll refer to as Johnson, is here.
Oh, my name.
All right, and it's Marty who is speaking just now.
Oh, yeah, and I'm
Mike is not with us tonight. However, Nate will be joining us shortly.
Hey, give me Mike.
And we were just talking about our favorite Iron Man arc.
Yes. I said that I really enjoyed the one where he took off, rose up into the air, kind of went across the sky a little bit and came back down. That was an awesome arc.
It was really a visual joke.
Yeah,
you can't really see that.
I'm going to be eating during this with paper, so I hope you all enjoy this part.
Crinkly. So none of us here actually read Iron Man.
Right. I've seen appearances of his character in other comics. I feel like it's given me some kind of flavor for his personality, but I have no idea. And the previews, again, have given me a flavor that seems consistent with my impression as being, you know, kind of arrogant asshole, but interesting.
Now, we are in line for the preview, so we have not actually seen it yet. You know, so far there aren't any spoilers. If we start recording again after the movie, there might be spoilers. But at this point, we're still waiting in line to go see it, so there will be no spoilers at this point.
And we'll let you know if we start, you know, recording then, that there may be spoilers or something. That will be our indication.
Yeah.
That
there will be a pause where we've stopped recording because we won't be recording in the theater because
we'll
that's
make the sound.
The law.
We'll make a little bleep noise.
Bleep.
That'll be the. But now they're
going on.
It's iron colored.
So they're trying to find people dressed like Iron Man, which it says on our ticket.
She said people who are dressed very nicely.
Oh, really?
Like in suits.
Yeah, like in suits.
Oh,
All
right. Never mind.
Come on to the front of the line.
Well, all right.
We just lost.
We lost one of the
Jason.
Lost Johnson.
We lost. Like
Tony Stark or VIP. Oh, all right. So apparently, a nice suit is enough to look like Tony Stark.
Yeah, apparently you don't dress like Iron Man, you dress like Tony Stark.
I had no idea.
Well, I'm sure anyone who actually dressed up in a full-on Iron Man costume would be rewarded in some way.
Yeah, I was talking earlier at lunch about making a tinfoil Iron Man helmet, but I didn't, clearly. Partially because the only real advantage is that you get to go to the front of the line. And I was like, well, who cares?
Well, it's perfect for us, so we now have one person.
Well, but he's going to sit in a VIP section, supposedly. All right, are we done?
We should maybe pause.
Yeah, okay. And now he has his revenge. Okay, we're here with Nate and Matt. And they're going to tell us about their favorite Iron Man issue or arc.
Oh, well, Nate's going to tell you about his favorite issue.
Okay.
I am not a comic book geek.
Yeah, I've never read an Iron Man comic before in my life.
Is he alive or dead? Has he thoughts within his head? Just pass him there. Why should we even care?
Alright, so right now, right here, we have Mike and Jason and Nate and Matt. Marty, not Mike. Mike's not here.
This is great. We're doing wonderful already.
We are. But, you know, this is the magic of podcasting. We lost the other Jason and Florence because they're going to be sitting in the VIP section because Jason came directly from work and thus was wearing the clothes he wears to work every day, which is his business suit, and so he looks like Tony Stark. And Florence is with him, and so instead of sitting with their friends, they are sitting up, they're going to be sitting in some VIP section. They're probably going to get cool shit and stuff, and we're not. We're going to have to shout for t-shirts that they might chuck at our heads. But Nate's really good at that. Nate always gets...
It's true.
He does.
And you just left all power.
No, it's just the screen's off, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's still recording.
I can awesome. Do that. Another good section of the podcast.
Have you listened to the podcast?
Yeah, I know. I'm not
no, I didn't. Know. You know what?
You never, Marty never sent me a link to...
Oh, Marty.
We've only done two episodes.
Well, there's only been that two, I haven't but... listened to at all. Not only do I not read Iron Man, I don't listen to the podcast either.
Well, you'll have to change that because you're going to be on this one. And you have to tell all your friends, hey, I'm on a podcast. All you
right.
have to listen to it now.
It'll got... be exhilarating.
It's the new media. The podosphere, as I heard today on another podcast. You've heard of the blogosphere? Well, this is the podosphere. Actually, ours is more of a probably a pod of square.
Are we pod people?
You're a, well, you look like Uncle Fester, especially with that turtleneck on.
Where's your pipe?
So yeah, we're talking about here. We're waiting in line to see the Iron Man movie. No one. Well, I know, but I don't care. No one here really reads Iron Man. I've read a bunch of Iron Man in the past, but
he reads Iron Man.
Well, he's not part of this podcast. He's the guy in front of our line here.
Well, he's
and you know,
might be more interesting than me.
Yeah, oh yeah. What is your favorite Iron Man story?
It's been a long time. I haven't
so
read
you,
Iron
so
Man
you don't
lately.
Currently read Iron
no,
Man.
No, but I
well,
have back in the basement.
Okay. So do you remember any Iron Man stories that particularly spring to mind?
Well, of course the lead story with Iron Man becoming Iron Man.
Well, yeah, of course. But you know, anything between back in 1960 whatever and
sorry,
today in 2008.
Nothing springs to mind today.
Okay, all right.
Sorry.
All right. So, you know the thing?
Anti-Iron Man.
Sir, what is your name?
My name?
Yeah.
Paul.
Okay, Paul. Paul is our resident expert on Iron Man.
Not really.
And we're going to ask Paul some questions about Iron Man.
Sure.
So that origin story, was that the first Iron Man?
It appeared in the first one, but it also appeared later as well.
Okay.
Reprinted it later.
Like a retelling, or was
yeah,
it was the same, like they just reprinted it?
It was a retelling.
Retelling.
Yes.
Can you think of any artists? Was there any artists in particular that struck out?
Not really. No, I enjoy them all.
Okay, all right. Excellent. Which is your favorite Iron Man, the red one or the silver one?
The red one.
Okay.
Yes.
And the new red one or the old red one?
I think the old red one first.
Do you know how many Iron Man costumes there have been?
No, I don't.
No, just make up a number. How many Iron Man costumes have there been?
10 that I know of.
10, okay. 10, you heard it here first. 10 Iron Man costumes. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you.
All right, so there have been 10 Iron Man outfits, costumes.
The lavender one didn't get very far.
No, well.
That was just one issue.
Yeah.
They were short on blue that one.
Yeah.
Indeed. I think that artist on the first Iron Man was probably Jack Kirby.
Oh, yeah.
Like, yeah.
You sure?
I'm pretty sure it was Jack. You know, we could
look it up on my iPhone.
We could look it up on your iPhone, except we're using that to record right now. I think Paul's actually going to look it up.
Do is take a break and get a whole bunch of facts. Then Nate and I can memorize.
Facts?
Like,
we don't need any facts for a podcast.
That's a great idea. And then we could like ask trivia.
Facts.
Would that do any good?
Exactly. The line is forming. Quite a lot of people apparently are really excited about seeing Iron Man today. I have to admit, we talked about this before. You know, I'm the most exciting thing for me about this movie is that it's going to be free. That I'm not having to actually pay for it.
I'm excited that Robert Downey Jr.
Exactly. Marty and I both agreed, and Florence too, who's not here, so we'll just speak for her, that
our most exciting part about this is seeing Robert Downey Jr. in it.
I'm here and you spoke for me.
I did, but I'll probably do it again. Nate,
yes.
You are the one who sees more movies than anyone else here.
Okay.
Tell us how you feel about coming to see this sneak preview. What are your expectations?
I expect stuff to blow up and that there'll be some pithy one-liners delivered really, really well by Robert Downey Jr. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
How do you think this will compare to other Marvel or just superhero comic-based movies?
Well, I like the director quite a bit, so I think he probably has the talent to be able to pull something like this off.
Who's the director?
Jon Favreau.
Oh, it is. Oh, that's right. Jon Favreau.
Yes.
What else has he directed?
He directed Zathura and Elf.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh.
Elf
that's
was
unfortunate.
Zathura was not bad.
It was really good.
It was a good kids movie.
See, I don't know much from his directing, although I didn't like Elf, but I like him as an actor. I liked him in that first movie that he did.
Swingers,
yeah, that's it. And, you know, his appearances on Friends.
Okay.
Anybody else in from the radio station?
Yes.
Which station?
KDWB.
All right, last name?
Hesford.
We are currently getting our tickets as we speak.
Thank you. Nate, Lanny?
Two.
My rubber band is broke, so we're good. There you are.
Great.
Thank you.
And you already have your ticket, right?
We already have tickets.
Okay, good.
Yep.
Anybody else?
So
it's very exciting. The ticket is very colorful. It's got a picture of Robert Downey Jr. and the Iron Man.
And Gwyneth Paltrow.
And who's the bald guy?
And Jeff Bridges.
That's Bull from Night Court, isn't it?
And Terrence Howard.
Not
Bull from Night Court.
Is that supposed to be Jeff Bridges?
That is Jeff Bridges, yes.
With the beard?
Yes.
Wow.
He looks kind of like Professor Xavier in the picture.
With the beard.
With the beard.
Yeah. But who plays
Actually,
Xavier?
You know what? He looks more like
Stewart. Patrick Stewart.
He looks more like Magneto, but bald with a beard.
This is exhilarating stuff, guys.
You know,
I'm really looking forward to listening to this.
Okay, so
you
were saying,
wait.
How do you think it's gonna? How do you think this will compare to other comic book based movies?
Well, seeing as I really don't read comics,
no, I'm not talking about.
I know.
Okay.
I kind of I'm looking at it as a straight up action movie,
yep, okay.
More so than a comic book.
All right.
Movie.
Jack Kirby.
And,
Jack Kirby
did do the art for the first. Oh, he didn't.
It shows that he did X-Men, Fantastic Four, Hulk, Captain America,
but not Iron Man.
Doesn't show Iron Man on the listing here.
Huh? Okay.
Remember, this is Wikipedia.
Oh, okay. Well, Wikipedia is never wrong.
Well, you should look up the Iron Man page so we can get some Iron Man facts.
I don't know. It's getting tough with the movie coming out. When you put Iron Man in there, you get everything else but.
That's true. So, what is the last movie you saw before this, Nate, in the theater?
Baby Mama.
Baby Mama.
Yes.
Baby Mama. Do you expect more from this than from Baby Mama?
I don't know. It's kind of like apples and oranges.
Which do you think you will have a better time watching?
It's kind of apples and oranges.
Well, how about the last?
Which one is the apple?
Compared to the last comic movie I saw? What was the last comic movie?
Ghost Rider?
Spider-Man 3?
There's got to be one between that.
What?
If it's Spider-Man 3, I expect a lot more than Spider-Man 3.
Maybe, what's her name, Gwyneth Paltrow will cook some eggs and do the twist. You think?
It could be.
Yeah.
I don't really like her. So, as far as that is concerned, I love both Amy Poehler and Tina Fey. So I think the women in Baby Mama will be stronger than in Iron Man.
Yeah, well, you know, that is a good point. That's a good point. That's what Baby Mama is.
Yeah.
You know, actually, I kind of want to see that.
It was really funny.
I was actually thinking Baby Mama was a completely different movie.
No.
So, all right. What
was
movie?
Baby Mama good?
It was very funny.
Yeah,
it was very, very funny.
What was the best part?
There was many best parts. I took Matt. Matt, maybe you can take out the best parts.
What did you like about Baby Bomb and Matt?
Well, obviously the SNL cast came through flying. I mean, they're so funny, and they always are. But Nate promised me that they wrote it, and it turns out that they didn't. So when we sat down for that movie and we found out they didn't write it, I was very, very mad at Nate because now it's going to suck, obviously, right?
Did that anger fester throughout the entire showing?
No, it went away pretty quickly because the script actually was really good.
Steve Martin is in it.
Steve Martin is brilliant.
He is one of the funniest roles he's done in a very long time.
Which was nice.
Really?
Steve Martin hasn't done a good role in a while. So.
I will see it just because of that. Because we share a name. And also I like him because...
He plays a kind of like a Trader Joe's or Whole Foods grocery store owner.
Oh.
Very hippie-esque and hysterical. He sports a big wig with a long ponytail.
Nice.
What do you mean his name?
Steve Martin.
His name is Steve Martin, and my name is Martin.
Grider.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know it was Martin. I just thought
really?
It was Marty. Well, I guess that makes sense.
Yeah, Marty is an abbreviated Martin.
Ah.
It's true.
See, I thought you were just bold-faced lying. I was going to call you out on it.
Nope. On my birth certificate, it says Steve Martin, but I
Careful.
Changed it.
You say too much, because someone will listen to this and steal your identity.
Not if you got LifeLock.
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 I have no idea what this LifeLock is.
It protects your identity. $1 million guarantee.
Oh, you know, I heard that on the radio one time when I was in a car, which is unlikely because I don't have a car. But my mom and dad were out of town, so I had their car. Anyway.
I wonder if maybe, like, some superheroes should have LifeLock because, like, their identities have often been
stolen
by other characters.
It is funny that you mentioned that. That you mentioned that as we were waiting in line to see Iron Man because... While I don't read Iron Man regularly, I do know a little bit about what's going on in the Marvel Universe right now.
Oh, right, yeah.
And right now there is the Superhero Registration Act in effect. So all of the superheroes have to register, and they have to register their secret identity. And supposedly it is kept secure in a database that no one is ever going to have access to.
Didn't they do that in The Incredibles?
Well, you know, there's nothing original ever anywhere. And, you know, they did it a lot better in The Incredibles than they're doing it in the Marvel Comics right now. It's interesting because, you know, the superheroes could very well need LifeLock. I bet at some point they're going to have a comic arc about all their identities getting
stolen. Spread about the world.
Indeed.
But the scroll! It was a scroll! It wasn't me!
That's right. All the scrolls. Every bad thing is going to be attributed to scrolls. Yeah. Well, you know, superhero comics, there's just something up right now. They're spending all their money on the movies and not paying the writers very well, I guess. I don't know. But...
My extent of comic experience, I just finished reading The Amazing Adventures of Cavalier and Clay.
You did. Awesome. What did you think?
It was a very, very well-written book.
Yes, I read that a year ago for a book club. I was the only one in the book club who
like Michael
read it.
Crichton?
No.
Michael Chabon?
Well, you know, I always pronounce it Michael Chabon. But I have a coworker who says his name is Michael Chabon. And this coworker of mine is Jewish, so, you know, I mean, maybe...
Very possible that he would be able to pronounce it.
Michael Chabon. You should really read... You're not going to read Adventures of... It's like 600 pages.
I might someday. You don't know.
Good.
It won the Pulitzer that year.
Yeah.
It's an amazing book, and I guess they are going to make it into a movie.
Yes. I don't know how.
Well, it'll be a... They'll cut a lot.
What happens? Spoiler alert! What happens in the book?
Yeah.
What's the end? Tell us the end of the book.
No, just tell us your thoughts about it.
No, just tell us what happens in the end. I just said spoiler alert.
They get back together.
Okay.
There you go.
Is there a superhero like secret identity in the book that you can spoil?
It's, no. They're comic book writers.
Oh.
That's what it's about.
And the story takes
place. That was a lame spoiler.
From the 30s all the way into like the 70s.
The 70s.
Yeah. It's a very epic novel. And I really need to read some of his other stuff. But I was saying I read this for a book club where I was the only one that ended up reading the book. And then the book club ended. I was the one who picked that book. I don't think that that has anything to do with it. But...
Okay, we're gonna go on a little walking tour now. We're gonna take an informal poll to see how many people here have read any Iron Man. So first, we're gonna start at the front of the line with the VIPs. Here they are. So I'm taking an informal poll. How many people here have read Iron Man, the comic book? Would you say you're an Iron Man fan?
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Anyone else? Yeah?
Okay.
Yeah, one or two. Do you actually have Iron Man comics in your briefcase?
I very well may.
He may have comic books in his briefcase. We don't know.
I do.
He does. He has them. Which issues do you have?
I brought issues 199 and 200.
What do you say they're worth? What's the worth of the comic books in your briefcase?
Well, they're not in that great a condition, so they're not that valuable. Well, you'd probably have to drop between 15 and 20 to pick up these two comics, I would guess.
Oh, that's a good amount. How come the briefcase isn't then padlocked to your wrist?
or handcuffed to my wrist.
All right. Do you know how many costumes Iron Man has had over the years?
But I have a number. I mean, I can call to mind so many suits. Just many suits.
Just your best guess.
I would guess he has probably around 30 suits of armor.
30. All right, 30 it is. So right now, okay, here, we're going to get another guess.
Go for it.
Three.
All right, so we have 30 and we have three. Anyone else want to guess? How many suits has Iron Man had over the years?
Three, four.
One.
Three different ones.
We've got 23, three, and 30.
Different
yeah, different styles.
I said three.
Well, it's not three. It's more than three. That's all I can tell you right now. All right. We're going to move down. We're going to keep moving. Yes? Hello?
You'll get me later.
Oh, okay. All right. We're continuing down. So how many people are Iron Man fans? How many people have read Iron Man, the comic book? We've got one guy who kind of looks like maybe once he read an Iron Man comic book. Iron Man fans, comic books? No. I would say, okay, so far we have four people who admit to having read Iron Man out of at least a dozen, maybe two dozen. Do you read Iron Man, the comic book? No one? Do you read Iron Man, the comic book? All right, okay, interesting. We've already kind of talked to you, but through Paul. So tell us your favorite memory of Iron Man.
Favorite memory, favorite story, or?
Sure, yeah, any aspect. Like, what is it about Iron Man that made you come to this movie?
Iron Man's not a superhuman being. He's a normal human being who creates his own technology and fights his own battles. That's what impresses me. It's something that would be achievable by anybody.
So, like Batman?
Yeah. But Batman's a little, he's DC, so I'm not a big fan of DC.
The truth comes out. Okay. All right. Informal poll, how many people have read Iron Man in comic book form? We've got four more out of another dozen people. Okay, cool. Do you have anything to say in particular about Iron Man? Like, what made you come to this? Is Iron Man your favorite comic?
Yes.
Yes. We've got one guy who says yes. Okay. How many suits has Iron Man had over the years?
More than I can count.
More than he can count. Okay.
I have the entire series.
You have the entire series? Jesus, man. What do you think the issue 200 is worth?
200?
Yeah.
My guess would be probably around $20.
Because I'll just tell you right now, the guy up in the front who's dressed as Richards, is it Richards? No. God, Tony Stark! Oh my God, I'm retarded. He's got a briefcase with issue 200 in it. So, if you thought that was worth a lot of money,
not really.
You could go beat him up.
I think that's a Doctor Doom crossover, actually.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's $250.
Okay, all right.
that one. Unless it's signed by someone.
You know, like the artist. If it's signed by the artist, signed by Stan Lee, then it would be worth more money, but if it's just a regular old issue in near mint condition, you're talking maybe 20.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Do you have anything else you'd like to say about Iron Man?
Not really.
Are you anticipating that the movie will be good or bad?
I really hope it's good. I'm just glad that they waited long enough to make the movie until special effects technology caught up with the plot lines and the subject matter of the Iron Man storylines. That they didn't do it in stop motion animation back in the 80s, because that would have been sad. Kind of like the 60s cartoons with the little cutout Iron Man running along.
But wouldn't it be cool if we had both, you know? Like we had that one and this one to compare.
We do. You can get the old Iron Man cartoons on videotape still, where what they did was they cut out Iron Man cutouts like South Park does animation and just move them along and took pictures. It's bad.
Awesome. What's your name?
Nick.
Nick. Thank you, Nick. Okay. Okay, I guess we're back in line. Are we moving? Is that what's going on?
Yeah, it looks like they're gonna start letting people in.
Okay, I'm gonna turn this off.
You should go up there and tell them you thought it was a Superman movie and you came dressed as Lex Luthor.
And see if they'll let you in. Maybe they'll give you the VIP section forever.
I thought it was Superman. Okay, all right. Oh, we're signing off now.
Tell them that you're dressed as Jeff Bridges right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, do it.
This is apparently not a reality show, but we're analyzing the film. It's after the film. Spoiler alert. Now here it is. Okay, what did you think of the final scene?
I thought the final boss battle was
underwhelming.
Yes. They take it into the city. They do some jokes. You don't need to do jokes in the final boss battle. You know, have them save a couple people and then, like, take it out into the bay and just throw down and beat the shit out of each other, as opposed to him running out of power 3 seconds into the fight. And I don't know, it was like Nate said, underwhelming.
It wasn't uncool, but it could have been loads better, seeing as the rest of the movie was
like the
far
scene, the scene when he goes to
cool.
Afghanistan is much better. Because it's unexpected. Unexpected things happen. The suit does really, really cool things. And it's like, oh my God, that was awesome.
I totally agree. Yeah, like the suit really didn't do anything in that last battle.
Except get its ass kicked.
Yeah. But the rest of the film?
Fucking awesome. It was so great. Robert Downey Jr. is brilliant.
Yeah.
Very, very cool. I got so giddy in the last scene where, you know he's going to say it.
Yeah.
Just waiting for him.
Robert Downey Jr.? I'd hit it.
Well, there you go.
Oh, my God. He was so hot. And, like, in just about every scene he was in, he was sex on legs.
This reaffirms for me that Ben Affleck is the worst superhero ever.
Oh, poor Ben.
All right, Jason Johnson, that's right.
No.
You're finally in our podcast.
That's still not right, just so we're clear on that.
What, did I say it wrong?
Yeah.
Johnston.
Yeah.
There's that ST in there. Okay.
If you can't get my name right, no comment.
No comment.
Tony, come back. Come back, Tony. Are you Iron Man?
Fuck yeah.
What did you think, Jason?
Yeah, what did you think?
No, actually, I was very impressed. I didn't care that the armor got its ass kicked at the end, because his armor always gets its ass kicked at the end. So
That's really true to the comic book. Yeah.
It was cliched. I was glad, because you want to see it in tatters and him with the helmet off and all the classic shit. So as a comic book reader, I was...
Done that, but had some fight happen previous to that.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the suit was awesome and amazing, and then it just totally got annihilated. There was no fighting back. There was no fighting back at all, and that was just disappointing for an end of a movie.
Well, I feel like the point that it was making at that point was that it wasn't just having a suit raw you in. It was that he, you know, his design, his genius, him knowing how to use the suit was really what trumped everything else.
Yeah, I mean, he won with brains rather than brawn. I mean, the other suit was, like, obviously bigger and stronger and, you know, wasn't, like, half out of power or half out of juice or whatever. And, I mean, it was interesting to me that, you know, the suit couldn't be completed without him, his, you know, power source. Like, you know, he had to have created part of it for it to be as powerful as
right.
it was.
I mean, it's what makes it cooler than someone, you know, finding a magic ring. No offense to the Green Lantern fans, but, like, you know, I mean, it really was him that made it cool and effective.
Still, if you're going to make an action movie, there should be some throwdown at the end. And there was an absence of throwdown.
I think that I've seen a lot of bloated action scenes where the big, you know, climactic action scene went on a good 10 minutes after I was interested.
Like Transformers? I mean, the street scene at the end, I kept thinking, we're watching Transformers.
Yes.
You've lost all credibility. Okay.
Was like Transformers at all?
Yes, that's why it rocked.
Yeah. I'm with Jason on this one. I fell asleep during Transformers at that
final battle that lasted like an hour of cartoon robots beating the crap out of each other.
There's nothing wrong with that.
You can do extended action sequences as well. This is way off the subject of superhero movies, but the end of the Kingdom, the last 20 minutes of that movie is a one long action sequence, and you are riveted the entire time. It's absolutely amazing. So you can do it well. It's true that most people don't, and most movies fail at it, but this movie was so good up until that point that I was just a little disappointed. It's still fucking great. Go see it. Spend some money on it. It's worth it.
Yeah, I agree.
And well, Jon Favreau, I mean, good on him. I don't think he'd ever had a movie like this before, this kind of budget and magnitude and action.
No. Well made.
Well...
I think I'm the only one that saw Made.
Yes. Yes. All right.
But I mean, he brought the cool to it. There were so many scenes where Tony Stark is a cool guy.
Do you think that Robert Downey Jr. was ad-libbing?
From what I've read, he brought a lot to the character and the dialogue.
But I'm sure a lot of it, even though it was sort of made up, that it was just he put his own interpretation on the line. Which he does an awful lot.
Because he's good at it.
Yes.
This would have been a very different movie with a 20-year-old hot heartthrob. You know?
I'd rather have a 40-year-old hot heartthrob in it.
Actually, yeah. Exactly. Who's not just like a picture.
Is he really 40? Because
I'd
hit it. I would so hit it.
Hence, Jumper sucked.
You keep saying that like your fingers are
Jumper.
Oh, my God.
I think we're going to wrap up. But we've degenerated.
I do have a comment.
Verse Jason.
My last comment is, I wonder if this movie is going to punch up the Iron Man in the comics. Like, in terms of the fact that, you know, what are people going to love about this? They're going to love the action stuff, but they're going to love Robert Downey Jr. in it. And I wonder if they're going to make Tony Stark in the comics more like Robert Downey Jr. now.
Oh, I think without a doubt. Yeah. I think without a doubt.
No they're going to have to hire
Jason
new writers.
Jason Johnson knows.
Yeah.
You said your name wrong.
Did I? Huh, I wonder how that happened.
Okay. All right, that's enough. God damn it. Cut this part out.
nobody.